This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boy, we've heard that name a lot this year, and every time we hear it, it seems like something good is happening. And we've wanted to talk to David Bote of the Chicago Cubs for a while now.
He's been changing minds. He's been changing hearts.
And now we get that opportunity on Sports Radio 670 The Score as David Bote joins us. Hi, David. What's happening?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good. Did you think you were this good at baseball?
How do you expect me to answer that question?
I don't know. I'm just wondering. Is it sort of like, hey, look what I'm doing?
No, it's look what the Chicago Cubs are doing. That's the whole approach. I think that's the whole goal, is to win ball games for the Chicago Cubs, no matter how it's done. Whether you go 0-for-4, but you make good plays in the field, or you have four quality at bats, it's less about the results on the individual side and more about the W's.
We're still going to talk about the results on your individual side of things, though.
You guys go ahead. You guys talk all about them, but I'll stick to the team stuff.
Well, then let me get to your process then, because okay. Joe Maddon has talked quite a bit about moving the baseball, right? And I'm sure what he means by that is going to the opposite field. And you guys, shortly after the All-Star break, had a chat from Chili Davis, although now that, if I'm remembering that, I think you might have been down at the time, about moving things around and using that opposite field. You have been a guy consistently up here at the major leagues who has done that. When did, you know, throughout your development curve, when did that kind of click for you? How did that part of being a hitter solidify for you?
For me personally, I've always hit the ball the right center. I was a huge diver in this mechanical term of hitting. So being able to just stay through the middle, try to hit the ball in BP to center field and let either me catch out front, it goes left, or a little bit behind, a little bit late. Depends on just kind of how the pitcher's doing that day. But in my work and stuff, is everything I try to do is hit the ball to center field. So just stay in middle with the ball, because if I'm just a little bit out front, it can go to left. If I'm a little late, it can go to right. Just in that situation.
And you know what, of course, we say as we watch perhaps an unexpected success arrive in the big leagues, is how this works is you draw the attention of other teams in a way maybe you weren't before. The other teams say, all right, okay, let's look this over a little bit. Let's start looking at some tape. Let's look at some tendencies here. Let's get out StatCast and pitch effects and everything else. And next thing you know, you're starting to learn that they've found out how to keep you from doing what you want to do. Are you seeing any of that yet? Have you earned that attention already?
Oh, no. I mean, no matter how many games you've played, if this was my debut, when I was against the Rockies, I guarantee they were looking at video, looking, okay, how do we get this guy out? There's a meeting every single day to go over the lineup with the pitchers and catchers. I have a meeting every day with my guys to go over the pitcher, what his tendencies are, what his goal is, what's his approach, what do I want to look for in that case. Even if it's a guy's first start or if the guy's been around for 20 years, just the respect of a big league game is what it is. And so that's my approach, and I guarantee every single guy on a visiting team does that for every single player that's in that lineup, regardless if you have one day in the show or if you got 20 years.
So what do pitchers, how have you noticed they're coming after you? What are they trying to get you to swing at?
In every case, they're trying to make their pitch, is my understanding. If they're trying to make their pitch, I'm looking for my pitch, and then you just play chess after that. So it's just learning guys, learning them. They're learning me. They're seeing how it works. And then it's just whoever can make the most adjustments within the game.
Cubs utility man David Bote here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, 670 The Score. Where is your most comfortable position, David, on the infield, on the outfield? Where are you most comfortable at?
On the baseball field.
Anywhere?
Yeah. No, I mean, I've played all the positions my entire career in professional. Ever since I was drafted, they've moved me over from second, short, third, first, left, center, right. The only position I haven't played in pro ball has been catcher. So just being able to go out there, have fun, work at every position. I hold myself to a high standard at all positions, and every day working at different spots just to be comfortable, just to work on different feet, free to have throwing motions, everything like that.
On your run here this season, you had a chopper back to you at third base, came home with a really good throw, and made a really athletic play to do it. I didn't know you had that kind of quickness at third base. I wonder if that's if I'll push it on you again. I wonder if that's maybe your favorite spot to play, or a place where you get to let the arm show a little bit.
You know, that's just where I've been playing most right now. And so, I mean, I love it. It's great. You know, if they ask me to play second, I'd love to play second. If they ask me to play left, if they ask me to come off the bench in a late game situation, I'm in it for the W. So however I can help the Cubs win is what I feel most comfortable with.
We talked to a lot of Cubs experts, and we've talked a lot about you of late because it's been one of the real positives in the last one. I know Ron Coomer was just on this morning with Mully and Haw talking about how much he enjoys your approach and your energy that you bring, and you know, always trying to do everything just right, never cutting any corners. And he seems to be a big fan. Len Casper, the television voice, actually invoked the name of Ben Zobrist when he started projecting you as a future big leaguer, thinking that you can aim at that kind of career, of having that kind of multifaceted value. Have you spoken with Ben Zobrist about the career that he's carved out, just being that kind of, as you say, being a baseball player and doing whatever's needed? Could you do that?
Yeah, we've had conversations starting in spring, just about life, about baseball, about the daily approach. I played with him last year in Tennessee when he rehabbed, and I got to see how he worked, his daily approach, his daily routine, his mindfulness of how he approaches everything he does. And so being able to just kind of pick his brain on that side. And then right now what we talk about is how we can attack the pitcher today and how we can win. You know, those conversations are for another time, outside of that, about career stuff. But right now is like I said, is the whole, inside that clubhouse, all we're trying to do is win ball games.
When you were coming up through the minor leagues, at some point, I'm sure you went through a struggle, an offer that might have stretched far too long. I think that, and I've been told that guys learn a lot about themselves in that first big struggle in the minors. When was yours, and what one thing did you come out with about you, about David Bodie, that you changed or that you learned how to attack some?
From 2012 to 2015, I really struggled. Ever since just grinding it through and just being pressing and in other situations like that, there's I'm going to write a book one day just kind of detailing it all, because there's so much, so many things, so many people influence that have helped out along the way. But what I found out was there's two times I've won, almost hung them up, and, you know, my wife is there. I gave her an out saying, hey, like, this isn't fair to you. This is insane what we're doing right now. This is horrible. And she goes, you know what, if you still love the game, let's go. I have your back 100%. So that was great to have that support and have that release of just being, okay, you know, I got her in my corner, and we can just grind this through, get a little bit better each day. And, you know, after a while, those 1% started to add up. I got to see some results from it. I'm just grateful for every opportunity the Cubs have given me. Since 2012, you know, it wasn't, they've been hanging with me and pressing with me to get better each day. And every coach along the way has been there, you know, not being a top guy. They still had the same amount of investment, and so it's just this top A class organization that is truly blessed and honored to be with.
We had a conversation with Ian Happ a little while back, and we were sitting there with right across from here at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. We were sitting with Javier Baez, and we were asking about style of play, and obviously Javi is uniquely expressive in almost artistic in his style. And we asked Ian Happ about it, and he said, I wish I could play that way, but I can't. I said, why? And he said, because if the highs get high, the lows get way too low. And he gets in his head, and he has to stay in this middle place where the emotion isn't part of it, because he can't exist in that channel. Where are you? And you sound like a really upbeat and mindful guy, but where are you in the emotional aspect of the game and allowing yourself to enjoy the highs and mitigate the lows?
I would say I'm closer to Hap's level of play, just in that same way of just being as even keel as possible, realizing it's 162 games. Javi Baez is an unbelievable player, person, guy to be around, clubhouse guy. But I would say I'm a little bit closer to the Ian Happ style of just being able to control his emotions and being able to just stay the course and, like you said, not get too high, not get too low. Enjoy them as well is where I'm at, and, you know, Joe talks about that a lot of enjoying today, and, you know, so that's kind of how I approach it. So I am a little bit more on that on the Javi side in that sense of just coming to feel excited to play, excited for the opportunity, and then not letting what happens in the game necessarily control how I feel after that. So just being able to be ready to go every day and be blessed.
I want to get back to the book. I don't know if you were kind of kidding around or if you meant it.
I'm serious.
You really
absolutely
want to write it?
No, I'm going to write a book. I've had a lot of things I've learned across the way, a little bit of autobiography. I don't know if I could personally write it. I might have somebody else write it for me. I'll just talk it, but we'll see what happens.
Find Barry Rosner at the park. He's the guy to help you out with it.
No, seriously, but and also the other thing is, I know a lot of people who have written books take really good notes.
Yeah, are you taking? In the note taking?
The last thing you want to be is in a situation where you know you're 40 years old and it's time to do this, and you're kicking yourself or saying, "God, I wish I had written down exactly what I was feeling at that time." So make sure you're doing that.
I got him.
Okay.
Do you have a title?
I do, but I'm not going to share it yet.
That's fair.
All right,
and before
we let you go, July 26th, you're always going to have that. The game-tying two-run homer, bottom of the ninth, then Rizzo comes up with the blast. That may deserve a whole chapter.
Yeah, you're right. To me right now, I know people aren't going to believe me, but that's just another game. I'm sorry. That's where it is. I've moved past it. Today we're facing the Nationals against Hellickson. I'm going to go get a W, so that's our goal.
Thanks for your time, David. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.